A struggle continues in the Columbia River system between environmentalists who want more water for salmon runs and hydropowered generators for electricity. Joe Lucas, general manager of the Western Montana Generation and Transmission Cooperative, recently on Voices of Montana said the stakes are high.
The amount of power will fluctuate based on river flow, but we're potentially talking about over 1,000 megawatts of generation impact from something of this magnitude. And we're already doing a lot of spill and a lot of lost power generation for salmon migration. So this is a very troubling development.
This is the Northern News Network.